This is Frank Riccio, and this is Talking About the Law. And we're in our last segment now, and with me is David Hoey, who's an attorney who specializes in nursing home neglect and abuse cases. And I saved this for the last quarter, but I think our listeners really want to know about this, especially given your expertise and knowledge. You mentioned the roadmap to finding a good nursing home. David, could you tell us about that?
Sure. Massachusetts has 429 nursing homes. That's down from 500. Right here in Worcester, there was 21. Two have recently been closed by the state. There's 19 nursing homes. So the very first thing you do if you have to put a loved one into a nursing home is you go to the Department of Public Health website, or you just call the Department of Public Health, Division of Healthcare Quality. Massachusetts is one of the only states that issues report cards to the nursing homes. And you can look up each report card and determine whether the nursing home in your community or whatever town the nursing home resides in, as to whether they are an above average quality of care facility, a below average quality of care facility, or just an average quality of care facility. And let me tell you quickly how the report cards work. The state issues the report cards based upon their inspections of the nursing homes. So once a year, they go to the nursing home in an unannounced inspection. It's called a survey, and they look at everything in the nursing home, from staffing, the number of pressure sores, the number of falls and fractures, the residents who have been dehydrated, the food quality, the bedding, the premises, the cleanliness, boom, you name it, they look at this. And if they find a violation of those regulations and rules that we were talking about earlier, the state can issue a deficiency. And the deficiencies have severity, you know, how bad they are. Well, all this is disclosed on the report cards, and it affects their report card score. The best score you can get in Massachusetts is a 132. The state average, as of today, is a 125. So if you look up a report card of a nursing home that you're interested in, and it's below a 125, there's a problem. So if last night, I was hoping you'd ask this question so that I can educate some more about the Worcester. With the 19 facilities that exist in Worcester, I went and looked up all 19 report cards. The best report card score in Worcester was Notre Dame Long-Term Care Center, a 131 out of a 132 was the best score. That's really good. And there was two at 130, the Jewish Healthcare Center and the Beaumont at University Campus. Really, really good facilities, limited to no deficiencies issued by the Department of Public Health. However, on the flip side, so there was a total of 7 facilities that were above average quality of care. There was 3 that were providing average quality of care. There are 9 in Worcester providing below average quality of care, with the worst report card score coming from the Blair House Long-Term Care Facility of Worcester.
And that's public record, correct?
Straight up public record.
So any person who wants to find out about a nursing facility, could you give them the contact information?
Sure. You can Google in Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and when you come up to the Massachusetts Department of Public Health website, a quarter of the way down on the right-hand column, there's a little block that says search a nursing home. Click on it, and then it'll ask you for either a town or the name of the nursing home. So you can search by town, or you can search by the name of the nursing home, and then you just click on that name, and boom, the report card will pop up. If you don't have access to the internet, you could just call the Department of Public Health Division of Healthcare Quality and tell them you'd like to look up a nursing home.
Now, lawsuits in general enhance public policy in terms of safety. And in the nursing home setting, does bringing a lawsuit against a nursing home enhance public policy?
3 ways. One, it exposes the truth. The second is that it's about community safety. If a jury renders a verdict against the nursing home, they are improving the safety of for the community, for everybody in there. And that goes hand in hand with improving the quality of care and the quality of life of residents in nursing homes. And the message that a jury verdict gives is not just to that person that was injured or died at the nursing home, but it is a jury is the voice of the community. So how, and they speak through their verdict. And if the verdict is substantial enough, and I don't mean just in money, I mean that the jury believes the plaintiff's story and the truth, that verdict gets heard loud and clear all over the country. Because this is a national issue.
And I know you spoke a lot about elder dignity, and I think this is what it's really all about, that a nursing home is not a warehouse for elderly people, and they are functional members of society. They give a lot of joy to all of us. And in terms of lawsuits, that's one way of at least enhancing the rights of those people. Would you agree?
Oh, I do agree. And there's a point I want to make. You know, lawyers for a long time didn't take nursing home cases because they felt that the elderly were old, and because they were old, they weren't worth protecting, or they weren't worth financially worth taking the case. You know, I set out 17 years ago to prove those lawyers wrong, that it doesn't matter how old you are, okay? An elderly person, whether they're 105, 90, 80, 70, are entitled to the same care and protection and laws as any one of us. Age does not matter. Lady Justice wears a blindfold because justice is supposed to be blind. And justice is blind to race, religion, gender, creed, and age.
With that thought, and that's a phenomenal and noble thought. Unfortunately, our time is over. This is Frank Riccio talking about the law, and I was very happy to have Mr. Hoey here as our guest. Thanks again. Bye bye now.
Thank you.